episode 173 of Game Over Nation.
Welcome to 100 episode of 100.
Welcome to episode 173 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
1 versus 173.
Gabe Philbin.
And it hurts whenever someone like brings up 1 versus 100 in any fashion.
And Dylan Roush.
1 versus 100 was like Game of the Generation.
What is that?
That was the game show on Xbox Live that was, like, held live.
Done live, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Well, didn't it share the same name with an actual TV show?
Wasn't there a 1 versus 1? An actual old game show, yeah. Something like that.
Oh, I thought it was running, like, I thought it was the same thing as, like, what's that Howie Mandel fucking game show? Like, what's
deal
in the box?
Deal or No Deal?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so...
I call it's that not, the suitcase
it's,
show.
It's not like that.
No, I thought it was the equivalent of having a game on Xbox Live that's called Deal or No Deal, but it's played by everyone. But it, there's also a game show that's with the same name. I thought it just shared the aesthetic. I don't know.
There is a game show of the same name that was hosted by the same guy that hosted it on Xbox Live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but it
so
wasn't
right.
not Deal or No Deal.
No. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I was basically setting up this premise... In case I was wrong,
have the dealer.
I was saying
no
like I thought this
player.
Was actually a show, and you guys said yeah a long time ago. I'm like, bull! I thought it was in tandem. They were.
It
going.
Sounds like Hollywood Squares.
I thought they did have it in tandem. Like,
yeah,
maybe
I thought so
brought
too.
It back, or it was like the.
I thought that was the original version.
I thought they just broadcast them, and that would like it was never on, it wasn't on TV this time around, was it?
With that,
because I remember
I
seeing the like real life host doing the same thing. Maybe it was an advertisement for the game,
who
but
knows?
I remember seeing that. But shit, 1 versus 100 was so good. I miss it. Why hasn't anyone done anything like it?
I don't know anything about it.
It's like I don't remember it exactly, but it was like there would be a room of 100 people that like tuned in. That were selected to be, like, on, like, the board of answers. And then there would be one person selected as a contestant, and you would go through answering questions, and whenever one of the 100 would get it wrong, they'd be eliminated. And then you'd keep going, and you try to be the last person there.
Mm.
And then if you win, you get, like, a certain amount of stuff. But then if you're watching it live, too, you get to answer all the questions, too.
But what's to stop everyone who's playing from just using the internet to answer all the questions?
Nothing.
So that's a fundamental flaw in that, right?
But there's a time limit on it.
It was a pretty short
yeah,
time
but
limit.
We live in a land of Cortana. Do you know how fast she searches?
Probably not
yeah,
fast
it,
enough.
It's like, you get, I don't know, let's say you get like 7 seconds to answer the question, and it's like, okay, Cortana, hello, how can I help you?
See, no, I
Google
hold...
this. Don't you want to use Bing? No. Okay.
Bang!
And then there you go. There's your time.
Oh, okay, that's why you use Google Voice. And you just hold the voice thing when they're asking the question.
Ah, there you go.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Gotcha. But it was great. Like, it would take your Xbox avatar and put them, like, on the stage and everything. So if you were, like, ugly as hell, which is what my friends and I made our avatars, so in hopes to get on there and so everyone could see our monstrosities. But it never happened.
How'd that go for you?
It didn't. It didn't go at all. Yeah, shit, it was so fun. Man, 1 versus 100.
Yeah.
So
that
Ryan,
sounds really cool.
Ryan, what have you been playing?
We should probably do me and Gabe last, because we're probably just going to combine
Dylan,
ours.
What have you been playing?
I'm gonna have a longer story.
That's fine. I just said me and Gabe are going to end up having to talk about it together.
Yeah, Ryan
so.
And I played.
Okay.
Ryan and I actually played a game together.
See, I didn't play any games. I went on an adventure.
You played
like
the game
adventure.
Of life.
I played the adventure of going into the wilderness and almost dying.
Uh-oh.
How did you
tell me more?
Die?
Okay. Were there snakes?
We were running a caravan, 2 vehicles.
It's like Mad
this
Max.
This isn't really a caravan.
He was in the desert.
Yeah. It's the Dylan Road.
Okay. So, we were running a caravan. 2 cars. It was about 10 o'clock at night, driving down to southern Utah to go camping.
Mm-hmm.
So, we get to the the area we were going about 11 o'clock. So we have a Google ping that we're following.
Okay.
And some of you out there are already like, I know exactly what happened. You fucking trusted Google. Google steered us wrong.
You can only trust Bing.
I can't
steer you wrong, or did the GPS being out in the middle of nowhere steer you wrong?
No, because it was the GPS was on a road.
Right.
After going through it, the actual ping was right. We don't know what the fuck happened.
So Google was fine.
No, because Google sent us down an ATV trail.
Weird.
Now, mind you, we couldn't see any signs because it was 11:30 at night.
Where were your
headlights? Our own. I had one headlight burned out.
Fucking Google.
This is starting to sound more and more like your fault.
No, I had my brights on at that point. But another story is I found the sign the next morning, and the sign was the size of a fucking quarter, basically. What? It was a pole with a tiny fucking number on it. And that number was supposed to signify that it was an ATV, or it was a trail. It was a number trail, which happened to be an ATV trail.
So you're taking a car on an ATV trail at this point.
I took my Jeep on an ATV trail. Okay, so, you know, all terrain. And the car behind me was a Volvo estate
wagon. A Toyota Prius.
No, I don't know if you, an estate wagon like the Volvo is long. Very long, no clearance.
What, like wood panel?
No. It's a station wagon, though, basically, at that point.
Okay, yeah.
So, great. Two of us driving down a ATV trail at this point. My Jeep is as wide as the road. It had been raining the week before, so it's muddy.
Right.
Extremely muddy. And there's some hairpin turns that are right on the side of a ravine as well.
Jesus.
Awesome.
And
better keep going.
Well,
fuck you, Google.
Here's the other thing. There's no place to turn around.
Oh, God. That's terrifying.
So you have to press on, because we were like, should we turn around? I'm like, there's no place to turn around.
Just reverse the whole way.
My friend my friend and his wife are with us. And he's like, should we try and back out of here? I'm like, not at this time. It's too dark. You'll end up in a ravine. So they put me in the lead because my car is the off-road vehicle and I only have one headlight, so I have to use my high beams.
I don't want
the high beams in their back window, of course.
One headlight? What song is that?
One headlight.
It's the Wallflowers.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Ryan knows.
Yeah. It's muddy.
I'm driving home.
I'm going kind of, you know, 20 miles an hour through there, which probably... My car was fine, actually. But there is a blind spot. And
over there where there's no light?
No, there is light. I told you I had my brights on because right. I had one headlight.
You're bright on.
I had my brights, my high beams
on. No, you only have one, though.
It's a different set.
No, high beams is a different set of headlights.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know cars, so I should just shut up.
I noticed. Anyways, so even with the high beams on, I don't see a dip ahead. I hit that dip and my entire back end sinks and I bottom out. I bounce up, smack my head on the ceiling of the car.
Is this a fucking goofy movie?
I can hear all the shit in the back, like the cooler bounces up, I can hear him crash. And then I go forward, I check everything, everything's fine. And like I said, it was a blind spot. The Volvo hits it. Cracks the radiator.
Oh no.
Oh fuck.
We are.
Oh shit.
There is zero service out here. Zero. Only thing that we have working is GPS at this point. So, zero service. 20 miles from the nearest gravel road, It's muddy. At this point, it's around midnight, probably. And we have a vehicle with a cracked radiator. So, at this point, we find a place where we can pull off to the side and camp for the night. So we camp for the
make
night.
Make your own campgrounds.
That was this whole place. There wasn't a there wasn't a designated. It's Bureau of Land Management land. That's kind of funny sounding. But anyways, you camp anywhere, basically.
Okay.
So we wait. It's cold, by the way. 32 degrees at this point.
Jeez.
I don't think he's going to make it.
We spend Dylan, we spend the it? Night there. We spend the night there. Everyone's in a really poor mood. Obviously, this is their car is busted.
Yeah,
they're ready to go home. I just wanted to find the camp. My car is fine.
Typical.
Fuck them.
Well, I felt terrible because I was in the lead car. And I didn't see this pothole come, or this dip come, so of course they didn't see it, and I felt bad because there was no way for me to communicate this in ahead of time.
I felt terrible because I just couldn't bring myself to give a shit about their radio.
No, I felt really bad. You're a fucking asshole, by the way. Way to put words in my mouth, dickhead. Anyways, so we spend the night there.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning, we pull their car. By the way, there's another cliff, like a hairpin turn with a cliff on the side, and half the road had gone out.
Awesome.
And I had driven over that because I scouted ahead to find the main dirt road, and I found it. We were a mile away from it too. That was the most agonizing part. That we were so close, and yeah. It fucking happens. Shit happens. So anyways, we ended up building a new road. We found a shovel and we packed dirt onto that thing so both our vehicles could make it.
Wait, did you bring a shovel or you just like found a shovel?
There
out
was
there?
A shovel. We brought a small like trench shovel, mm-hmm. but we found a full size shovel.
Like a full like spade. Just chilling.
Yeah. It was broken in half, like the handle was, but it was a full, you know, full size shovel.
I'm beginning to think you camped on the set of holes.
I found Sheila LaBeouf's
the one hole.
Body. So we go out. We finally get to the main dirt road, which is muddy as hell still, and caked in ice now because it was so cold that night. Their car overheats immediately. So the plan is to drive to the nearest town. They get into my car, and we're going to drive to the nearest town and see if we can get a tow truck out there. We do that. We get out, call the tow truck. They'll only tow if we get it to a government-maintained road.
Oh, my God.
Which means we need to get them to the freeway entrance. And at that point, they're like, how are we going to do this? It overheats every mile, and we have about 14 miles to get to the nearest government-maintained road.
This is why I stay inside.
So we buy a shit ton of water. By the way, the tow didn't cost anything.
Why?
Thank you, Geico Insurance.
Oh. I thought the tow company was just bored.
Like, no, they
had Geico. Thank God, some work.
Geico would pay for it. For them to get to the nearest Volvo dealer, which happened to be Salt Lake City. Ha! Luck! Anyways. We buy a shit ton of water. We're gonna get this fucking car out of there. We go back to the car. The roads have luckily dried up somewhat at this point. And my friend, he says, instead of just taking it easy and slow, he says, fuck it, I'm getting this shit out of here as fast as I can. And he just goes full pedal to the metal out of there. He turns his station wagon Volvo into a rally car. flies out of there.
And he shatters his engine block.
Nope. Oh. They made it. We made it to the road. And tow company came, picked up the car. And then we just went and found where the mistake was with the GPS. Made it to our other friends at the camp and had a good story to tell them.
Oh, wow. So you had people at the camp just waiting for you.
Yeah, we had. By the way, we have all the food.
So, jeez. Your friends whose car was fucked, they just, did they go with their car, or did they...
They were going to, but they were like, we're already down here.
So they rode with you?
Yeah, they rode with me. I stuck with them the entire time. I packed all their stuff in the car, took them home.
That's convenient. you had room.
Well, I mean, I was partially responsible, so I was just like, huh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave them behind. They're good friends. So. Yeah, so we had a good story to tell. We found the actual campsite. Had a lot of fun beyond that. Shot a Mongolian recurve. That thing's insane. Hiked up some cliffs a lot. Which, by the way, southern Utah is probably one of the most beautiful looking areas I've ever been. Which is kind of funny because everyone always has bad stuff to say about Utah, but I would say southern Utah is one of the most amazing places I've been.
Is that where the arches are?
Yes.
Cool.
The golden arches?
Yeah. Those orange things.
McDonald's is there.
Yeah, the golden arches.
So, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't want to really admit that because it is a shitty situation, but just going off-road in my Jeep and seeing every puddle and just powering through it to have mud splatter everywhere, it was probably the most fun I've ever had driving my vehicle.
God, I wish you said in your life.
Ever.
Because, and I got home and my car was... It was more brown than it was gray at that point. It was completely caked in mud.
Nice.
So that was my weekend.
But what'd you play?
Any Fire Emblem on
I
the
started,
road?
I started Chroma Squad last night.
Cool.
Figured we should probably talk about that when we're... We should probably all play it since we all got codes for it, so...
Oh shit, I don't have my Game Over Nation email set up on my new phone. I should do that.
Oops.
Right now.
Yeah, it I don't have
anything. It won't update on my new phone. Like, I got it installed, or I got it set up, and then it pulled in all the emails, and then it stopped. And so I switched it from getting all mail to getting a month's worth of mail, and it refreshed and pulled in everything. I got all the new stuff, and then it just stopped again this afternoon. So I don't know what the hell is up with the... mail app on my phone. It's working fine for my work email, but it won't pull in the Game Over Nation emails. Really strange.
But anyways, yeah, I don't have much to say about it yet because I put about an hour into it and then I went to bed.
Yeah.
So I will say I do like the gameplay so far.
It's like turn-based, right?
I mean, in the same vein as Final Fantasy Tactics.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
It's on a grid like that, too.
Yeah. I find the writing kind of distracting, but I won't talk about it that much yet.
All right.
But so far, it's really fun. I think it's worth playing so far.
Yeah.
Javi.
What?
What did you do this week?
Don't think I've done anything interesting or new.
You saw something that's pretty cool.
I saw Mad Max.
Yeah! Oh my god, Mad Max.
Yeah. The entire internet's gone bananas for this movie.
By the way, the coolest part about Mad Max, Immortan Joe.
Immortal Joe?
Is I thought it was with an N.
N? Immortan? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
I thought it was whatever.
Yeah, anyways, he's played by the same actor who played the villain in the very first Mad Max movie, Toe Cutter.
It's so cool. directed by the same guy too, and they're well, both yes, dinosaurs.
Which I find the most interesting about that was George Miller directed Babe and Babe
and Happy City, Feet
and Happy Feet 1 and 2
and Mad Max.
Like, if that's not the weirdest repertoire of movies, I've
got Spy Kids and Machete.
Like on good, the same. Good point. Robert Rodriguez is definitely a weirder. Whose dog are is that? Is
that's
that
Ratchet? I don't know what he's doing. Ratchet, shut up.
Anyways, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh yeah, everyone loves this movie. The Twitter and Facebook's just covered with people.
Spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I liked it.
God, it's my favorite movie I've seen in theaters this year. With that being said, though, I don't know really what I've seen.
I don't really know
any Avengers.
Yeah, I can't think of anything other than Avengers that I've seen this year. And
yeah, because that's just like Avengers. That's my like cop out way of saying like this movie's really really good.
I've seen 2.5 Spy Kid movies and Face Off this year.
Not in theaters though. No. God, if we could get that set up to see like the OG 3 Spy Kids movies,
can we watch that in Fozzie's theater?
Oh,
we could.
Oh my God,
Dylan definitely could.
Dylan, you're a genius.
During PAX, Fozzie events.
I know I am. I just really want to watch Spy Kids again.
And we just go watch it. Well, you haven't seen the first one.
I know.
So that's the one to watch.
Does it have like a big full projector in there or what?
Yeah,
it's big ass TV.
Oh,
it's like a 70 inch TV. Yeah.
So just TV
or 80 inch. It's pretty big.
But either way, but it's got like really nice chairs,
nice sound system.
Yeah.
I feel like we really need to appreciate those movies as a historical.
Well, if you want historical aspects of Spy Kids, Spy Kids 3D is essentially the inspiration for Avatar.
Oh,
what was Spy Kids 4 inspiration for? My poop this morning?
Yes.
Spy Kids 4 lost the magic that was Spy Kids. Was Spy Kids 4 even directed by Robert Rodriguez?
Yes, it was.
That's really disappointing. Like,
an advertisement for Splatoon just popped up on my Wii U.
Oh, God, Splatoon. It's going on, it's having, a demo again, for a day. I think on, the 23rd or something.
Well, I pre-purchased it and installed the game already, so it should be good to go on that. Yeah, my Wii turned on its own on Sunday. It was like, hey, Splatoon.
I don't really like that. That's
it's really weird. And what if I'm not in the room?
Well, you can opt out and it stays on for a pretty long time.
Which is pretty great for I think that's cool that you can opt out of it. I'm just awaiting the day that you can't opt out of stuff like that.
For me, I'll be sitting at my computer and then I'll see something light up real quick behind me. And it's like, oh, it's my Wii U tablet showing me games that are coming out that are probably not great.
Remember when the Wii had an update and it used to glow blue like it was hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it would distract me.
So creepy. The Wii U controller, the little light will flash now when you have a... it's flashing, it turned off the screen, and now the little blue light's just flashing, letting me know that there's something there.
Yep, mine's doing that too.
Mine isn't because I just went ahead and bought it.
It doesn't.
That's the way you turn that off.
Yeah, buy all the things that it might tell you to buy.
Yeah,
just buy everything and it'll never bother you.
Yeah, but so after I saw, so you've seen Mad Max twice now.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it a second time with me on Friday, and after I watched Mad Max, I came home and joined a Skype call with Ryan, Devin and Harris, and told them how good Mad Max was, and was so inspired by the greatness that was Mad Max that we all decided to watch Face Off,
which was not great.
Which was almost as good.
Why would you guys just not watch? Why would you guys
watch
the other 3 Mad Max movies?
I don't think those are on Netflix.
No,
probably not.
Oh,
no. That's a big key to this. It's a key to all of this. It's like Jar Jar.
I was gonna say because all the movies are good.
That and I kept telling
you can't lose.
Even Thunderdome.
Even Thunderdome. Then that one's got Tina Turner being fucking amazingly cheesy.
I think that's the only one I've seen. Thunderdome. I don't think I've seen all of it.
Is it Tina Turner?
Yeah, it's Tina Turner. Yeah. Okay, that's the thing I remember about it. Is Tina Turner in a big dome?
I've only seen the original.
Okay. I've heard
the original is slow.
It is very slow. Well, it wasn't. It's made for like $1,000 or something.
Are you looking at the IGN?
I was trying to find it. Thing? It's not in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have that copy.
I think it's been eradicated. Javi's looking at like Okami covers on Amazon, trying to find the IGN logo in it.
No, this came.
I have that one. Okay.
Yeah, I have that too. Yeah, the first one. I mean, it is boring. It's definitely boring, but it's. I don't know. You give it some slack for how cheaply it was made, and it was super original for its time, and established a bunch of stuff that we, you know, it's like Aliens that like it affected pop culture in ways we could never anticipate.
Well, what do you think of the like? Most people have said it was really good. I had hung out with a couple friends on Saturday who went and saw it. And they said, like, the first 20 minutes to half an hour is really hard to get through.
They said of the new one?
Yeah, they said it was really awful, and then it got a lot better.
That's very...
I think the only thing that I could think of what was going through their heads is that it's just kind of like... It's just happening with no real... Like, it's chaos. The whole first half an hour is
it doesn't like ever wait too much to like let you know what's going on.
There's no like story yet. There's no story until Furiosa is doing her thing and then they find out. Like, so that's like a good 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, I get, but like I wouldn't go to say cool. It was like bad. Like, it's awesome seeing like how detailed everything is. Yeah. Like, everything is so destroyed, but like it all has, it's like, it's the most colorful brown movie ever. Of, like, all of the cars you can see, like, are just, like, scavenged for parts. Like, there was that, what's his name? Mr. Sunday Movies is, like, in his, I think his review of it, he talked about how, like, the mask, like, the prison mask that Mad Max wears is actually, like, a garden, like, fork. And it's like, shit. Like, that's really creative. And the fucking flamethrower guitar... is real. It is a functioning flamethrower guitar.
I want to touch upon this. They really built 150 vehicles out of fucking scrap.
It's insane.
And they all worked.
The coolest vehicle by far was the looked like a Corvette that was made into a tank. It had treads and everything, but it was a car.
Was it Immortans?
No, it was just like some
Someone. Bullet farmer.
Oh, okay.
The guy that was like...
It was just like a fucking car with tank treads. It was like actual tank.
I'm thinking of just like big-ass tires. Treads. Yeah.
Sorry, I watched the whole thing about the different vehicles.
It's so good. Look, like, that movie looks amazing.
Yeah, the amount of care and craft work is
Where did they
unreal.
Film it? Was that like in Africa or something?
Australia, didn't they?
Well, I mean, that's... where the originals were filmed. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, but I thought they had filmed this one too there.
Not sure.
Huh.
Yeah. I need to look that up where it was filmed. I guess I can do that, like, while someone else is talking. But, yeah, like, I was very... Very pleased with Mad Max.
I saw a Facebook post today where someone was, you know, gushing about it and everything. And he's like... He had all these commenters like, well, I haven't seen the other ones, not gonna see this yet, lol. And he's like... Just go
you
see
don't
it.
Need that. They're yeah, standalone.
This has nothing to
people
do
are,
with those
people
other
are
ones.
Really, really stupid.
None of the Mad Max movies you really need to see the others to, because they're all standalone on their own.
Yeah.
All you need to know that his name is Max and he's fucking mad.
He's
but he's not like angry, but like, you know, he's just crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He was frozen
but
today.
The guy described it, and I think that kind of shines some light on like why I'm not like. I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. I just, I'm not like, I gotta see this again, because the guy said, it was so amazing. Oh, jeez, what is happening outside?
Is somebody throwing something down a garbage chute right now?
So, I live next to an alley that a garbage truck frequents, and dumps dumpsters very loudly into it, often at 5 in the morning. Which actually works out well, because that's around when I have to wake up
for
work.
Instead, today was a special occasion where he decided to wait until the podcast.
Yeah, he's really slacking
it's
on the job.
Really sweet of him. He is 16 hours late.
What's happening?
Oh, God. What the fuck? Oh, my God. What? We're watching Raw.
Is news happening right now?
No, we're watching Raw.
Never mind. Yeah, it's very obviously not happening right
now. Chris Jericho.
Like, the only thing that's kind of, like, come out of the Cena Rusev great trilogy is that, like, Lana can maybe be someone else. Oh, fuck, my whole thing just turned off.
Gabe just killed the recording. Motherfucker.
Yeah, everything's dead.
Yeah. Anyways, this guy just said that, like, oh, that movie blew my mind. It was so good. And, I mean, to the point where I left the theater and I was completely exhausted because it was so amazing. I'm like, yeah, completely exhausted reflects kind of how I felt. Like, and it's not, I'm not trying to say it's bad at all. It's just like, there's a lot happening. There's a lot, and it doesn't stop, right? It's just kind of,
right.
I mean, there's like one or two scenes where they're mellowing out, but
it's pretty relentless.
It's relentless, yeah. And like, I don't know. Maybe I've just been tired lately. But we were in theater watching it the second time, and I was like, oh, I had my eyes closed for a little bit. I'm like, this, I gotta, let me. I don't know. It is exhausting, but it's really good, very very good.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I think what was most impressive was that it was almost all practical effects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are, like, obvious things that aren't, but, like,
it looks like it's the weather effects that are CG.
Yeah, like the fucking storm.
But the actual stunts.
Or the 3D steering wheel. What was that? That was, like, the one shot that was gratuitous 3D.
Yeah. Apparently, like, a lot of reviewers are saying, like, see it in 3D.
Huh. Okay.
I wonder.
See it in D-Box.
Well, yeah, and you were saying about the colors, like, it's not really brown, it's more like just oversaturated, like, orange and yellow, with, like, the sky has, like, touches of
blue.
Dark blue in it. It looks really cool. I like that Max looks like he's burned, like he's just been in the sun for years. Compared to the other movies, he looks dark orange.
Yeah.
But, like, in a sunburn kind of
bro.
Way.
Yeah, like, and then, like, Furiosa is, like, the same way, but then, I don't know. Maybe shouldn't, like, say, people know what the story is at this point, right?
I don't know. What are you gonna say?
I was, like, the wives are not,
yeah,
like, they are all, like,
pale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the, like, sheltered look. And just, yeah. Mad Max, you should probably see it. It's really good. It's really, really good.
Shaboy!
Shaboy. Shaboy oh, Mad fuck. Max coming at you. With another Furious Road.
I mean, I think, actually, a good thing I've heard many times, and I think it's totally right, is, and Mr. Sunday Movies has said it too, is like, if you saw this trailer and thought to yourself, wow, that looks crazy and looks cool, yeah, go see this. But if you thought, that looks really stupid, then yeah, don't go see this, because that's the whole movie.
There are the sirens.
Yep.
I thought maybe this podcast, instead of sirens, we'd get loud garbage truck for a while.
No.
But no, we got a double threat.
Double feature.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the girl that was sitting in front of Gabe was clearly the person that saw the trailer and said, wow, that looks stupid. She was, like, sinking into her seat, pulling out her phone at full brightness like five times during the goddamn movie.
Yeah.
There's probably something super important on that phone. She probably needed.
She wanted
to
get
her insulin timer. So, you know,
she wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
She was, yeah, not having it.
As opposed to the woman that you saw the premiere with.
Oh my god.
Who was really feeling it.
What did she say?
Savage! Oh man, primal! That was fucking primal. And so, oh man, carnage! Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Horrible. We had this, like, really loud, obnoxious lady next to us when we first saw it. She was the worst. Like, and
Erica
was
there?
Maybe. Yeah, even, like, during all the trailers, every fucking trailer, it was, like, 15 minutes of this, she was just talking at full volume with the guy next to her. Like, how I'm
Savage.
Talking right now. Just in a packed theater, everybody's quiet because they want to see these trailers. And they're just talking about just their lives and yada yada.
It's like they were recording a podcast right then and there.
Yeah, fucking the Star Wars trailer comes on. She's like, awesome! That's like a movie we're going to see like six times, right, guys?
Guys?
And you should have been like, yeah, totally. Can I come? Like, I'm totally down to see this movie.
You should have responded with, are you going to talk through every one of those?
I know. I know, but I was in a rut because we had made friends with them before the movie, so it would be a real dick move.
Could have ended that friendship real quick.
I should have, yeah.
Cut that line.
You don't want to be friends with those kind of people.
No, I don't. I don't, but we're sitting right next to them, and we don't want... Like, those are the kind of people that would retaliate, you know what I mean? Like, you embarrass them, so they will make your life a living hell for the next 2 hours.
So they will get louder.
Oh, so yeah. You go find an usher, and then it's over. Like, yeah. It's done.
I guess so. It's like we're in goddamn elementary
school. Oh, you
want to
be real loud now. Okay, cool.
As
we'll
someone
get
who has
involved.
Worked as one of those ushers, calling us in only makes things louder.
Yeah, but for like 3 or 4 minutes, and then they're gone.
Asking someone to leave the theater usually doesn't result in them immediately leaving the theater.
Like, oh, okay, sure. I guess you're right. We've really been out of line this movie. Yeah. So, you know what? You're right, sir. We're going to go ahead and
I didn't think
leave.
About it that way. You know, I will go outside, take a breather.
Especially... What a shitty fucking job to have.
Yeah. Mm. It's
I gotta deal with irate people who are being jackasses already.
So, like,
and now they get to be even a bigger jackass.
Working at a
movie
theater, it's like 95% of the people are fine. It's fine, but it's those 5% that take up as much time as the 95%, so it feels even. And
yeah.
The weird and like sort of frightening thing about working in a movie theater is that everyone goes to movies. Every type of person in this world goes to movies. So you will see,
except for Ryan,
these like
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see Ryan when I was working at the movie theater, so I can confirm that. But you will see every type of person, like, on this earth at the movie theater, and there are some scary people out there that just want to, like want to fight you if you ask for $12 for a ticket.
Jeez, really?
Yeah. I mean, I think I may have said this on the podcast before.
They try
but,
to
like,
barter at the ticket booth?
Oh, yeah. Like, people, like, some person's like, no, that's bullshit. Like, I'm not paying $12. Like, it's
okay, then
okay,
go to
cool.
the fucking
See you later.
Theater.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just like, that's what it is. Like, I'm hitting the button, and that's what it's coming out as. Like, I can't change the price. But, I feel like I've said this on the podcast before, but my favorite people were the people that would, like, offer me something they had on them, like, right then and there. Of like, oh, man, like, I know it's $12.
Watch.
But, like,
I'll suck your dick.
I'll give you, how about I give you this weed and we call it even? That happened like 5 times, and they like put a bag on the counter. And I was
Here's what sucks about that. One, I mean, they got drugs and they're handing it to you, and you're like, "What do I do?" Two, like, you still have to pay the money for this. Like, you have to pay the money for the ticket and take the weed. And now, in order to get your money, you have to become a drug dealer. Like, they have just given you an illegal job. Hey, how about instead of I pay for this movie ticket, I give you an illegal job and then you
I
get
am
arrested.
Now part of their kingpin.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was the fact that kept happening too. Like the first time it happened, it was like I thought it was like a joke. Like something maybe like a weird version of me would do on like an off day, I don't know. But like no, this kept happening.
They're like, well, we're going to smoke it in there, and you're just going to have to go and kick us out. So it's up to you what you want to deal with.
Either you can deal with this now or later. Yeah, working in a movie theater is not advised. Or maybe it is if you like, I don't know.
No.
If you're aggressive.
If you like cracking skulls.
There's a lot. I mean, I can get into like other terrible things about working in a movie theater, but like.
If you hate yourself, work in a movie theater.
Yeah. Nothing like finding a used condom in a fucking cup holder.
It's the closest you can get to living in Mad Max.
Yeah. I mean...
The people who see Mad Max treat the theater like they are living Mad Max.
What a lovely day.
That $12, that $12 ticket was cheaper than a hotel room or a rental car, so...
Yeah. God.
It wasn't fucking cheaper than the parking lot behind
us. Yeah, that's how you learn to hit the cup holders with a broom to knock everything out of them.
Oh, gross.
So you never touch that. You learn a lot of ways to touch things without your hands working in a movie theater. Like, I can pick so many things up with my feet right now.
In your face.
Yeah, just go over there and get it with your mouth. Ugh. Yeah.
So, yeah,
no, don't do that. That's ill-advised.
So that's Mad Max.
There's Mad Max for you. And why
Mad
not
Max
to work
is
in a
working
movie
in
theater?
A theater.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
Beautiful. All right, Ryan and Gabe, it's your time to shine.
Rocket League is the greatest thing to happen to video games. Rocket League
is pretty awesome.
It's pretty fun. I played it for like 5 minutes when I came in here. It's great.
And it's a thing that, like, it was one of those things where we got emails about it, and I had actually flagged it in my email as something I wanted because it was just like a beta, and I was like I try to mark things down when people send us codes, when people send us, you know, certain things that sound kind of interesting. I try to make an effort to mark them and come back to them later, but like sometimes you just forget. Like there's so much crap flowing through there all day. Like sometimes it's just hard to remember what it is you were thinking about earlier in the day until Harris brought it up. It was like, you have to try this game, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember that. So I hit up a beta code and checked it out, and holy shit, that is fun.
I tried to download it. I couldn't. The PSN, I got home from camping yesterday, got onto the PSN, and I could not connect to the PSN.
Damn, really?
Weird.
Yeah. Well, apparently they were having problems all weekend.
We didn't have any, so I guess I was lucky about it.
For those of you who don't know what Rocket League is, it is it's soccer with racing buggies. So you're driving around in these little racing buggies that can boost, and they have like an e-brake and all that stuff, and you just run around this giant soccer field with a giant soccer ball and try to knock them back and forth and score goals. And it's chaos.
It's goofy as it sounds, and it's brilliant.
It's freaking amazing.
Like it gets insanely deep. Like, it wasn't until today that, like, through watching a video and seeing a GIF that I found out you can actually fly. And then I tried that when I was showing Javi.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Because it more wants to – it kind of gives your car momentum in whatever direction you were kind of flipping and just wanted to, like, turn me over.
Yeah, it's all physics-based. I mean, like, a loose – and like physics in the world of Rocket League physics, but like how you hit the ball is dependent on your momentum, like the angle it takes, like off of your car, all of that. Like it's like just the depth at which that game like grows as you play it is crazy. Of like seeing people do like certain things, of like hitting a ball a certain way, doing a bicycle kick, which Javi was all about.
Yeah,
Javi just kept trying to bicycle kick balls.
Yeah, it's really like it takes a lot of like practice to kind of get the finesse of it down, because there's a like in timing, like with the ball like in the air, and it's really easy. More often than not, I still haven't gotten it down yet. I end up jumping just a tad too soon as a ball's coming down, and then going right underneath it.
Yeah, and then completely missing. Like learning the timing is really difficult.
Yeah.
But it feels so good when you hit the ball.
Yeah, when you really connect. Oh, man, I had a goal tonight where someone knocked it back on center, and I caught – it was a fast-moving crossing pass that just lined up perfectly, and I fucking boosted it right into the goal. It was awesome. Like, when you pull off something like that, you remember it like hitting a home run in Little League. Like, it's
– because we all did that. I played baseball.
I didn't.
I'm sure.
No,
I'm sure.
I didn't. So,
did you play soccer, Javi?
No, racist.
I know.
No, I didn't play anything.
Really?
My brother liked basketball, so we played it in our front yard. That's about it.
Yeah, I played basketball with my sister in our driveway, but...
Driveway, that's fine.
Driveway, yes. In our driveway, but she actually played basketball, so when we played, she wasn't allowed to use her arms on defense.
Dude... Yeah, my brother always fucked me over with bullshit rules so that he would win. He'd be like, "You can't do that." This.
Oh no, no, no! Like she wouldn't. Like no, we did that.
You can't make that shot.
We did that so like I would have like a fighting chance. You know, because she played basketball.
Oh, so your sister was a good sister.
Yeah, it was like I don't know anything about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My sister's a real piece of shit. I love you, McCleary. I'm just kidding.
I love you, Richard, but you were an asshole.
Wait.
You know it. Fucking cheater.
Why is Richard an asshole?
He cheated in
basketball.
Richard cheated in basketball? He would make up fake rules.
He was basically the Tom Brady of driveway basketball.
Yeah.
Brasketball?
Brasketball
in the driveway.
Brisketball.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. We're all idiots.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just invented the best sport.
brisket ball. You know, that is
just dribbling a fucking slab of meat.
No, it's where you just go eat a lot of brisket. Like, it's not really a sport.
So, guys, I want to get a level featured in Disney Infinity, and I looked into it today, and they do contests every week. Like, every week there's a theme. Like, when the week that Age of Ultron came out, they're like, create an Age of Ultron level, and we'll put the best 10 on, we'll feature them. Anyways, this week is...
Are they going to have a brisket week?
This week is create your own sport.
Brisket ball.
Brisket ball. I should make a level for brisket ball.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, I think I may do that.
We should be game designers.
It's the most delicious level.
I mean, there's got to be an equivalent of a brisket, like some sort of meat collectible.
Right.
So we'll make
like a cartoon, like...
Some sort of meat, yeah.
Ham thing.
Yeah.
It's like on the bone and everything.
And so we just make a sport out of collecting them.
Of smoking it, like putting it into the smoker.
Or maybe we just make, like, soccer, and when you get a goal, a brisket falls from the sky.
And then you have to, it comes down, and you have to alley-oop, like alley-oop it. You have to dunk it as it comes down.
Yeah. Perfect.
Or... Even better, like, you make the goal, and then there's a brisket launcher that does an actual alley-oop launch.
Changing the game.
Dunk it. Got it. We got a winner.
Yeah. But yeah, Rocket League.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's a really simple, like, I'm not sure what else to say about it. Unless
it's really easy to pick up and, like,
unless we want to, like, relive the glory days.
Understand, like, the basics of Rocket League of, you know, you accelerate, you reverse. You boost, you hand, like, you jump.
Oh,
it's easy to get, like, the fundamentals down.
You drive a car and you bump a ball into a goal.
The boost, like, so when you hit it, you start off going fast, and if you have enough boost, like, you have a limited amount of boost, and after a couple seconds of boosting, it kicks into, like, gear two of boosting, and if you hit an enemy car while doing that, they explode.
Yeah.
So Gabe yesterday was, Gabe was playing goalie duty, and he would just wait for the ball to get anywhere near their end of the field, and then he would just boost at the goalie and blow him up.
Yeah. It was like, when we started playing 4-on-4, which is the max, which is like one more on each team than, like, recommended, I guess. The mode is called Chaos, so, like, people, there's usually someone always in goal, so we devised, like, roles for each other of Devin was always on defense or end goal, Harris and Ryan were, like, the strikers and, like, center mids, and then I was just the bludger, and I would just, like, fucking ram people.
And it's, like, even with a goalie and even with Gabe doing that, like, it's hard as fuck to get the ball directed towards the goal anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's no possession. Like, it's not like the ball – it's not like a normal soccer game where the ball –
it's not like FIFA where the ball stays with you. You got
to
work for it.
Yeah, like where it sticks to you. Yeah, it's just free bouncing. Like, it's just going wherever it's hit. Yeah. So, yeah, so, like, even if he does that over and over again, it's no guarantee that we're ever going to get it into the goal. So that kind of keeps it from being, like, a griefing thing. Yeah, but fuck me, it's fun.
Yeah. It's just the beta now. I think the beta ends on, like, Tuesday. But yeah, I think it comes out, or it's slated to come out in the summer.
It said summer 2015. Yeah. That's all their website says right now.
Yeah. Like, damn. But, I haven't been, like, this genuinely excited about a game coming out in a long time.
It's weird for me because the Rocket League, this is a logo and a game that I've been hearing about for years now. Like, because I'm friends with Jeremy Dunham on Facebook, and I remember when he first joined the company, he's like, you make sure to follow Rocket League. And I saw the logo, I was like, and I saw some early screenshots. This was years ago, and then now it's I realize it's still not out yet. It's really weird.
Yeah, okay, so we're watching Ryan. I need to point out to Javi. Naomi's wearing her boots that light up. They're going to change colors during the match, so watch for that.
Oh, that's cool.
Who's what?
Naomi.
He's watching wrestling.
The wrestling stuff.
Yeah, and her boots have, like, light-up insoles, and they change colors pretty much, like, whenever she kicks people.
Gotcha.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, they're, like, when she kicks people?
Like,
so is there somebody off screen that's changing them manually?
It's not always necessarily when she kicks people. I think it's just, like, pressure.
Right.
Or like, also maybe a timer in there, but...
Okay.
Like, they change colors to, like, blue and then purple and then orange. Like, they'll change colors. Like, just keep an eye on them. Yeah. Naomi's great. Yeah.
It's the ultimate gimmick.
But yeah, Rocket League. it's just...
Yeah, I'm not sure what else to say. Like,
it's the follow-up really to Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Power Battle Cars, which is the greatest title of last generation.
Was that game soccer, though?
I don't know. I never actually played it too much. Okay. I think that game was just...
Cars.
Yeah, cars, like car combat.
Okay.
Without, like, the, like, soccer aspect of it.
Okay.
Maybe there are, like, weapons in it. There are no, like, weapons or power-ups in this. It's just the boost that you have to, like, pick up from the ground. But shit, like, we need to play that game. Like, we should get together, like, and play that
so
a lot.
What were we playing today if it's not out yet? Is it a demo?
That's the closed the beta.
How long is the beta open?
I think until, like, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Or maybe it was the 23rd or something. But yeah, it's not open for much longer.
It sucks.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But it's, I mean, summer's right around the corner. If you live in Texas, it's pretty much here.
Yeah.
It's getting warmer every day.
It's pretty warm in here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. So. But,
did you play anything else, Gabe?
Play-wise? No, I made the mistake of playing League of Legends a lot again. But yeah,
Shaboy!
Yeah, like, I feel, like, I like playing League of Legends with friends. It's fun. But, like, I feel bad for not playing other things that I want to play, like the second episode of Tales from the Borderlands, which I think, like, 3 weeks in a row now I've talked about wanting to play. And, like, I just need to sit down and play that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm in the same boat. I need to play the third episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, that's just sitting... It's been sitting there for months. So.
Yeah.
And I think the fourth one's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the only other thing I did was more... Elite Dangerous. We went out to a... You were playing with us, right, Dylan? It was you and me and Fozzie and Hickey. And
no, I didn't play with Hickey at all.
Oh, were you not there that night?
No,
that must have been Harris. It was Harris that night.
Yeah.
That was when I was up. While you guys were playing that, I was lost in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, Dylan was almost dying in the desert.
That's right. Okay. So yeah, it was Harris and Devin and Hickey. We all played, and that was a lot of fun.
Did you guys make some dosh?
Yeah, we did.
Me and Fozzie played.
Harris got his new ship, and so that's always a exciting moment because it's so much better than the starting ship.
Baby's
everything
ship.
Is.
Yeah, he got a Viper. And then the only other thing I did was me and Harris went and watched the Rockets game on Sunday, and they won, which was cool. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
You said that wrong, Ryan. You stopped us from playing 4v4 Rocket League for about 4 hours on Sunday. Oh, that's what you did, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm the Clippers. I'm going to completely implode.
Yeah. The Rockets played really well, too. they came out to play.
Good time.
I don't know. That series was painful. A blight on good basketball.
Error on the side of caution next time.
Yeah. Yeah, our last trip at the Buffalo Wild Wings was rough.
It was real rough.
Was it?
I don't know how you Gabe... championed it pretty okay, like compared to what I was going through.
Well, were yours were
no, mine weren't supposed to be like crazy hot.
Okay.
Like I've had those before, but something about them this time. Like, just fucking wrecked me.
So probably the chef in the back had this super hot sauce, and he was like, oops, and well...
My bad,
it'll
guys.
Mostly taste like the other one.
Mostly.
Yeah. Mostly.
I think it's just from looking through.
Aliens, assholes.
Yeah. Mostly.
Who goes to B-dubs and doesn't get mango habanero?
Me.
Me?
Mango... No, I think Dal gave me one of those. That was pretty good. No, the mango habanero was easier to eat than the ones I had. The ones I had were supposed to be medium.
Yeah,
oh, dude, their spice chart is all jacked up. There's a lot of things that are down there that are, like, several peppers. Like, their honey barbecue is supposed to be hotter than, like, their mild or their medium. It is not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Not at all.
I thought honey barbecue would be, like, a savory thing for me to eat after, like, a medium, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So like, I thought they would. I like it, but it's not very hot. Like it's not as hot as they say it is.
Though I've had their hot ones, like they're the ones at the top.
Yeah.
They're not good at that point. They're hot for the sake of hot. They're not hot with like flavor.
Yeah.
I think the mango habanero is where you reach really good heat and really good.
You're
place.
Reaching
anything.
You're reaching the
above
border
that.
Of Flavortown right there.
Yeah.
Once you leave there, you're on the outskirts.
You're out
of Flavortown.
Yeah, you're out of Flavortown and you're into Spiceville.
Well, the only problems we ran into was because it was so crazy busy, we like sometimes we had to tell the waitress things a couple of times. Like, I ordered a beer and a water, and she brought Harris's lemonade, and then like was gone for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Harris is 21. And then came by. I keep forgetting that.
He came by and she was like, "Everything so, good?" I was like, "Well, we're still waiting on the beer and the water." And she's like, "Oh, my bad." And she looks at Harris and she goes, "Oh, wait, they're your drinks." I was like, "Yeah, they're mine." He already has his lemonade. Yeah. He's good. And like
lemonade.
Just little shit like that. Like we had chips and salsa. And she was like, "Hey, you guys want me to refill those chips?" We were like, "Yeah, absolutely." And then she forgot. And then we had to remind her again. Like, she asked us and then still forgot. It's just little shit like that. But it was so fucking busy in there because it was like, it was the Rockets game. We're in Houston. So it was packed. And then there was like even like the waiting area, like where people stand to like wait for a table, was packed with people who I think may have known they weren't going to get a table, but still just hung out and watched from there. Like, it was crazy.
One of them is. So one of Naomi's boots just changed color. Sorry.
No. Oh.
But how?
Neat.
But how?
I don't know.
Magic.
Her boots were like the highlight of Extreme Rules for me and Serge. Like that was Extreme Rules was rough to watch.
So yeah, like when we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, I don't know if my wings were hotter, but at least I had
hard.
I had Rachel to take care of me because. I had my hands were useless. I needed someone to open up my.
Why were your hands useless?
Because they're just
covered in sauce.
Oh, okay.
Sauce bobs, and I didn't want to touch anything. And then
that's a good time to rub your eye.
Like, yes.
I had that happen to me once, actually.
Oh God! Like, where you just forget?
Yeah. In fact, I was in the restroom. And I just kind of scratched right under my eye and my nose, and I still had a little sauce on my hand. And so I spent like, they're like, "Man, did you poop?" I was like, "No, I was washing the pain out of my eye."
So I wonder if at WWE events, if the bathrooms are labeled WREST room.
I don't get it. Oh, you're dumb. Oh, God, you're fucking stupid.
Dylan said restroom, and I was like, oh, perfect.
Oh, my God, it's Paige.
See?
Paige is back. Paige has been gone for so long.
She was in the restroom.
They had a Blue Moon barbecue sauce that was really good, but I think it was like a limited time thing, and it's still in the menu, like in one of their – like they'll have these little inserts that they pull in and out, like, for all their specials, and it was still on that, but apparently they're done with it, which was kind of made me kind of sad because it was really good.
Oh man, I'm so happy Paige is back. I'm sorry.
I'm really hungry.
Sure. WWE too, report.
But like it feels like painful. Like the pasta I had at work. Like,
don't get pasta at work. What's wrong with you?
like I started feeling like fucking garbage afterwards. Wait, oh yeah, you guys aren't friends.
Oh,
yeah,
Paige fuck her up.
No, it's Rampage.
The Rampage.
Yeah, no, they got rid of Paige Turner because people didn't know how to take it. So
you guys are just having a conversation on the side here.
No, it's right in the middle of we're having a conversation.
We're talking about restrooms.
Yeah, restrooms. The WR.
So you had pasta at work. That's pretty gross.
Yeah. We go on, Dylan.
I was saying eating heavy stuff at work is the worst idea.
It is a bad idea.
So the problem there was like I ate it and then it felt like my stomach was empty. But like painfully empty, but at the same time like sort of full, so it just felt awful, and it still kind of feels awful. And then I just like drank bourbon, and like I guess that kind of makes me feel a little better.
Yeah,
yeah, bourbon heal all wounds.
Man, well, is that what you guys have been playing and doing?
Oh well, what I did, I watched a Phantom Edit, which we should watch.
Yeah,
we should watch that.
Is it good?
It's interesting.
Interesting.
So, a Phantom Edit is the prequels of Star Wars edited into one, like, about 2-hour movie. It's on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And what's probably the highlight of it is that the only bit from the Phantom Menace that they have is the last fight.
How?
A cut down last fight.
How? Like, does it start with that?
Yeah, it starts with that. That is the opening of the movie, is that fight.
Did they redo the crawl with their own text?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Cool. So,
because who cares about trade routes?
So, like, the interesting thing about it is just, like, what could have been done with the same material, almost. Like, you can't fix the bad writing. You can't fix, like, the bad acting.
The weird acting. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, what they do, or what this is one guy, I'm pretty sure.
You
like, what...
will try.
You underestimate my power.
Yeah. Like, what that one guy does with what's given to him is pretty impressive of, like, what he takes out to make things more bearable. Like, the romance. He takes so much out of the Anakin and what's Padme.
Does he ever, like, hunker down and take a scene and just try to, like, really get tricky with it to make it flow better?
So there are certain things I don't remember of how they were in the movies to, like, compare, but... Like, there were some parts of it looked just like good editing of no dialogue, of just, like, looking at characters, like, faces.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it was in the movies to compare it to that, but it was, I assume it was trimmed down at least.
Yeah, okay.
Of, like, comparing people's thoughts with no words, but just, like...
I was just wondering, like, how granular this guy got. Like, if he just took out scenes that didn't work, or if he actually tried to fix certain scenes.
Both.
Okay.
Both. So, like, he, I think... The thing he's most proud of, that he's, like, vocal about, most proud of, like, at the beginning he says, if you don't have time for 2 hours, just skip to the last 10 minutes.
What?
Because the last 10 minutes, he changes the last fight between Anakin and Obi-Wan, the last, like, encounter. He cuts out, like...
10 minutes of it?
He cuts out Anakin, like, when Anakin, like, is down. Like, they still have the high ground line in there, but, like, whatever.
That's great. You can't get rid of that.
I have the high ground!
Yeah, that's the key to all.
Yes. You can get that.
That is a key plot point you cannot miss.
Yeah.
Did they remove a lot of the stupid crap?
So, like, Jar Jar's barely in it.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
So, the stupid crap, he actually took out the one bit of the last fight that I like, of the, like, when they both, like, go in for the force push.
It's so lame.
I like that.
When they go into the what?
It looks exactly like what it is. When they go in to force push each other, so it's like they're gonna hold hands, but they don't. They stop their hands.
I actually kind of like that bit.
Like, they try to force push each other's hands. It's really funny.
But for the last 10 minutes, after Anakin gets, like, cut up, Obi-Wan still says, like, "You were the chosen one. You were supposed to, like, defend the Force, not, like, destroy it." It just goes to Anakin, like, looking at him, and doesn't cut to... It doesn't show the... I hate you!
Good, good.
I hate you!
Yeah.
And then that's the last thing Obi-Wan says. It just, like, goes to Anakin, then goes back to Obi-Wan, and then Obi-Wan leaves.
Cool.
And then for Darth Vader's bit, it doesn't have the...
Does he say, "What about Padme?"
No, they cut out the, "She died of a broken heart."
Oh, thank God.
They cut out all of that.
God, that's so...
But she did!
And so, pretty much they do...
You can't change facts, you fuckers!
Yeah. Like, it doesn't make the prequels better. Like, it doesn't make those movies better. It just kind of shows, like, it's an interesting look into editing of, like, what you can do with trash. Like, almost entire trash. And the last shot is Darth Vader, like, getting the helmet on. And
oh, so it rhymes.
Yeah.
Poetry. It's like poetry. Yeah.
And it's his helmet going on, and then, like, it just cuts to black, and then it's his breathing. It's not like...
Cool, so it doesn't have him.
No, sorry, it puts it on, then it raises him up, and then it cuts to black, then it's the breath.
Cool. No, that's a great ending. Like, it's a poignant ending.
Yeah.
You don't need him to stand next to the fucking guy and the Death Star is being...
It's like the full transformation of Darth Vader, like, right then. Like, once he takes that breath, it's like that.
Because that's what the prequels were all about.
Yeah.
So you mean you don't need to tie every single little end together neatly?
Yeah, exactly.
In a package?
You mean you don't have to have a blueprint of the Death Star right there?
That ending,
wait,
like, even though it was just you telling
me. Wait, that's the Death Star in the background? Wow.
No, but that way of cutting it sounds so much cooler.
You know, we should watch it, like, I don't know, maybe, like, this weekend if we hang out. It's really interesting. Like, they cut out all, like, the Dooku fight's gone.
Good.
The opening
scene...
Did they
remove, like, General Grievous
his
altogether?
Head?
Cool. Yeah, General Grievous is not in there.
Cool.
It was so disappointing, because Grievous was kind of cool in the cartoon.
The design is interesting.
And then,
I don't know.
And then, like, he does nothing.
Yeah.
He's pointless. He's pointless. Dooku was pointless. Everyone was pointless. Darth Maul was pointless.
Yeah, I mean, there's some cool designs, and I think that's due to the creative people that were making them, right?
But like, all the movies were action figure factories.
Yeah, but like there was no room for anything of meaning or like interest to happen because they were all puppets for George Lucas to, you know, and he had nothing interesting to say or do with any of it.
Yeah.
But they could be designed well.
You know, but what this shows is like, you know, you can tell the best stories in your head of like when you're given certain
what you
details.
Don't see.
Like the opening just starts with the Darth Maul fight. Huh. No, like it, and it's cut down to like beyond that. So it's just like you see these two people fighting this one guy and it's like
is I don't there know. Qui-Gon at all or are they just...
Yeah, Qui-Gon's in there. Okay. Like you see Qui-Gon die and then like all pretty much Qui-Gon's only role of the movie is to say like train the boy. And you're like, who the fuck is the boy? Like, imagining seeing just this instead of all three movies on their own is really interesting. Of like, they just say, like, train the boy. And then it's like, who the fuck is the boy? Like, what the hell's going on?
Try
here?
Spinning. That's a good trick.
Yeah.
You know what they could have done? they could have cut out, like, Coruscant completely out of the first movie.
The only scene from the first movie is parts of the last fight. And it works.
Yeah.
Like, the...
Well, the first movie's a waste.
Yeah, the biggest...
Wait. They got rid of the pod racing? What the fuck? They just retconned those two video games.
The hardest thing to, like, adjust to about a Phantom edit is how often they jump from planet to planet. Mm. Like scenes will be, like, on this planet.
And everybody's changing the way they look drastically, right?
Well, no, because your introduction to Anakin is him in a Clone Wars, and then about...
The Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean...
He's not in the fan... He's not... Anakin is not shown at all. It's only...
Attack of the Clones, the second movie,
yeah,
right?
It's only
so he has short hair.
Yeah, and then
long, crazy hair.
And then they have, like, a cut that says, like, 3 years later.
Oh.
And then it cuts to, like, that opening shot of, like, them flying the spaceships. Cuts out all the Grievous bits.
Good. Wait, really?
Yeah. Oh, like, the only bit of that opening shot is just them flying in real quick.
Yeah, I guess you don't need any of that.
Not them landing the giant fucking spaceship. It's really interesting. Wow. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
But not to be confused with The Phantom Edit, which is a cut-down Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Watch A Phantom Edit. I haven't watched The Phantom Edit, so it's A Phantom Edit.
Episode 1's so bad.
They're all pretty bad.
They're all bad. Episode 1's the... Well...
I think 3 has, like, some moments.
No, 3 is the most... Like, you could squeeze the most enjoyment out of it. It's still bad. But,
yeah, no, I'm not gonna say it's good.
Like, but, like, 1 and 2 are bad for different reasons. 2 kind of, like...
2 like, is, one, like, a whole nother level.
That fucking field scene sums up why 2 is so bad.
They're bad for the same reasons. They're bad because of the writing.
Well, yes.
There's a lot more than just the writing.
But like, episode 1 is like, why are we here? What is happening? Nothing matters. And then episode 2 is just, like, dragging its feet. And then, like, the action's so inconsequential. It's like, yeah, I guess it is the book. They both suck for the same reasons. They're just different. I don't know. Well, the first one had a kid, but the pod racing scene was
kids
neat.
Are a death knell to movies.
Yeah,
look at Jurassic Park. The worst part were the kids.
Yeah.
So are we done with what we're playing?
I think so.
Is that it?
Yeah. There's like
we've been done. We're just talking.
We're just chatting.
Shit.
Baby.
All right.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, it's cool. There's pretty much no news that I thought was like. Really worthwhile. Like, Nintendo had that great trailer. Like, that...
Oh, yeah. Getting ready for
E3. Nintendo
World Championship is coming back.
Oh, the World Championships are back.
Does that matter?
And Fred Savage wants to go.
I don't think it does. It doesn't really, but, like...
Does what matter?
It could be
really
fun.
Nintendo World Championship 2015, like...
Hold up, Ryan.
It could matter.
What did you just call him?
Oh, Frank... Sorry, TV's Frank Savage.
TV's Frank Savage.
TV's Frank Savage wants to go.
Academy.
Academy.
Academy Award minor.
Academy Award winning. Nominated. Frank Savage. God.
Hey, so let's spitball what we think the world championship thing is going to actually be. I think they're going to have kids compete in Mario Kart 8. One race. It's gonna be like no, it's gonna
my,
be Omega
my question.
Nintendo.
My
it'll
question
be,
is
it'll be the new Wii U game. So like Mario Kart, Smash Brothers,
Right.
And then Splatoon.
But you think they'll have like something maybe they haven't announced yet?
They have like a Super Mario Brothers or a Mario Brothers 3 reveal.
They gotta have that Mario Brothers 3 reveal.
Dude, yes, you're right.
They've gotta have something, right?
Oh my god, you're right.
Punch-Out was in that trailer. I will say this before we go any further. We're setting ourselves up for failure here.
No, I mean,
this is another year.
We're gonna be really disappointed at the end of
this.
This
is another year of us saying, surely.
They have to do this.
Nintendo will do us right.
They did ball pretty hard last year, though.
But of all
they
the companies,
last year.
Of all the companies, Nintendo is the most fun to do this with. Yeah, so right. I bet there's Punch Out, and I bet this is just there's nothing going on. This I bet it's the final round, so there's only two people left, and that they introduce person Punch Out.
Yeah,
I
don't know if that's new. I think Punch Out
was
on Wii had a multiplayer.
Okay, well they will have Punch Out. Punch Out will be the final game.
You know, you did say they'd bring kids in to do this. I think they're just going to bring in people who were of the age to be in it back then, only like now. So it's just going to be 35 to 40-year-olds.
Or the people
competing.
I
think you had to have participated in the original
Nintendo
World Championships in order to qualify it off for this one.
Well, TV's Frank Savage wants to be there, so.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think it's exciting, though. Like, having a company driven event that it's advertising
really
for
cool.
their games, but like it's stupid and fun and like you know they're clearly leaning into that with that fucking trailer, like Reggie training and shit.
Was it last E3 when they did the Smash Brothers tournament during E3?
It might have. Yeah.
And like that was cool. Like we tuned into it. And it was neat to see them kind of organizing this thing and embracing the hardcore like fans of their games when. With Brawl, it felt like they're like, we don't want you. We want like casual people to enjoy this game. You know, no one that's too into it.
Right.
So yeah, if it's similar to that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right. I'm really like digging this Super Mario Brothers 3 style reveal. Like,
dude, yeah. Because
they've got to have something.
The gates
in
open.
The gates have to open with fog and shit.
Yeah.
Some crazy.
I mean, they've got to have some kind of announcement that they're holding back. Maybe not. I mean, maybe
don't
now
say
it's
that,
for this,
Ryan.
But like,
we've said
maybe not,
that year
maybe
after
it's not
year.
For, maybe it's not for that now, but maybe like I mean, who knows when they decided to bring this back?
Or it might be Star Fox.
Yeah, they could do like, a
dog
fight.
It could
fight.
Be the first gameplay of
Star
Fox or
Fox.
Something.
Yeah,
because apparently that's still coming out this year, even though all we've seen is blurred footage.
Like, remember PlayStation's The Tester when they would have people play
the graphics.
Yeah. They would have the contestants race to get through the train level in Uncharted 2. That was the finale. Beat the train level in Uncharted 2. So, yeah, they could be like, here's Star Fox, get the highest score. Something like
that. Now, that would be really cool if it was a real train.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It sounds cool. Mm-hmm. At first, you know, actually before this conversation, I'm like, who cares? I don't know.
Yeah, like, I like on the surface, like, kind of like looking, like, way outside in, like, you know, it kind of is a who cares about this. But, like, for E3, this is something different. It's goofy.
Yeah.
And
they're having fun.
Yeah, and still marketing at the same time. Like, serious marketing, but in, like, a more entertaining and goofy way.
Well, and I think that this embraces why people love Nintendo. Like, I don't know, you can't
Because of Reggie.
You couldn't do this... I mean, you could do this, but it would be much less endearing if they're like Activision or at the Microsoft press conference. They're like, "We're gonna have a Call of Duty, you know, tournament." You're like, who? What? You know, there's nothing fun about that. There's nothing whimsical about it. You know, Nintendo, there is.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So let's hop into some questions, and by some, I mean we actually got a fair amount this week. So first up, Prototype. Who is ready for House of Wolves next week?
Yeah!
Which is the Destiny expansion.
Me!
What's Destiny?
What is a density?
Density.
What is a density?
I wouldn't say I'm ready for it, but I'll play
get
it
in there.
A bit. I'll try it. I mean, I already fucking bought it.
Yeah.
Might as well put some time into it.
Does it raise the level cap?
It does. 34? Maybe 34?
Is that only...
It's two levels higher than where it's at.
Oh, it only went to 32?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, apparently, you're going to be able to level up any gear that's, I think, legendary or maybe exotic. So not everyone's going to look exactly the same like they do right now.
So wait, I can get my fur coat back?
I think so. Like, you're going to be able to level up old gear.
Yeah.
Oh, which is good. Hear something about that, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, right now, everyone's wearing Crota gear. Like, everyone just looks identical.
Because that's the best stuff.
It's the only way to be 32. Like, you can't be 32 without it.
I greatly look forward to Destiny 2.
Really?
Because I really hope they fix everything.
They need to fix everything.
Because Destiny, like, at this point, I feel like it's kind of...
Look.
Destiny is settled. Like, this is... I feel like this is the last thing Destiny 1 gets.
Everyone was still playing... Like, Rachel, you're probably listening right now.
Hi, Rachel.
You were still playing Destiny for so long, and then you finally got the Gjallarhorn that you've been dreaming of. You finally got another Gjallarhorn. And then that's when it sinks in. I think that's when it sinks in for everyone that eventually stops playing for a little bit, is, wow, once you get the carrot, there's nothing left. There's no reason to keep chasing anything.
Mm.
Like, that's all you've been playing for, is this thing that you want. But once you get it, then you're done. And Destiny is basically that.
Yeah, like, Destiny 2, they can... Like, they've learned... I feel like they've learned a lot. At least they've been trying.
Well,
with, like, not huge increases, but, like, they're all kind of minor. And some of them have worked, some of them haven't.
You know what, though? I think the reason that all these changes are so minor is because when they built Destiny, they didn't, for some fucking reason, they didn't build it in a way where they can change things without breaking stuff. Like, they must have not known what they were doing. And so that's where I'm with you, where I hope that Destiny 2 was built with this in mind, where you can pull out stuff or change the stats of weapons without making a boss glitch out, you know? Like, they break everything when they change anything. That's why they haven't changed anything.
Yeah. Like, I think it would be greatly helpful. So House of Wolves has this arena mode. Or, no, I don't know if arena, sorry. But, like, horde mode.
I think so, yeah.
The firefight, pretty much. And that's, like, what Destiny sort of needs. That's the Diablo 3 Torment levels, pretty much. Where you put Diablo on Torment 1, and then you beat that. You get, like, comfortable there, and then you get gear that can go to, like, Torment 2 or Torment 3, and then you can keep, like, hopping forward up the way to, like, Torment 6. So, it's a long grind to keep getting that, like, to get to, like, the best of the best, but, like, it feels like solid progression each time.
Mm-hmm.
And they could do that with Destiny by, like, having, like, the skulls turn on, and, like, having, like, the option to turn them on instead of the way skulls work now, which is kind of like, oh, we felt like turning these on for this mission this week.
Mm.
And, like, that was kind of a big problem I had with the, like, replayability of Destiny, of it can be different and, like, more challenging, but it just has to wait for the right week to do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, each week it's different challenge, or different,
yeah, but if you could set that yourself, like, that would make, like, the same strike missions more rewarding.
Right.
Do you get better rewards as it is
now? And then,
like, right now you can choose hard, and it gives you a little bit more XP, but XP is worthless. It doesn't do anything.
So when the skulls are turned on, you don't get better rewards now?
No. Okay. So you want it to be easy. Like, making it harder isn't good.
Because you could, if that were the case, like, you could really fuck up the quote-unquote economy of the game. If you could just turn on whatever
people would get better shit.
Yeah. But... I mean, I guess at the same time, if you want to turn on all those skulls and go through it as hard as it can possibly be, maybe you deserve the extra stuff. Because I don't know how much Firefight you guys played, but those skulls were fucking bullshit.
Yeah, like, the one that makes enemies throw grenades every half second.
Yeah, or like they always drop a shit ton of them when they die, like stuff like that. It was just
the worst one's Light Switch.
Awful.
Light Switch makes the game. Basically, take cover, peek out for a second, take your damage while you're dealing damage, then peek, then hide and get your health back. That's Light Switch. It makes it so your enemies don't flinch, and that doesn't sound very bad, but think about it. Like, they don't stop shooting you; they're endlessly shooting you.
Right. I liked Grunt Birthday Party. That was the only good one.
Where that didn't make it difficult. It just made confetti explode from headshots.
It made it really hilarious, is what it did.
So in lieu of that, Rachel asked, who is coming back to Destiny for House of Wolves and Sun? You'll go back and Dylan will go back.
Yes.
You know, how hard you go back, you know, kind
of. I
anticipate I'm going to beat the campaign stuff in, you know, an hour or two. and be done with that. And then I'll see if there's any gear that I want to go for. And that may be it. So, yeah, I may play it for a week. That might be it.
I still see, like Surge every week in a raid. And I'm like, oh, my God.
What do you do?
what is left? Yeah. All right. Prototype. What are your predictions for E3?
Nintendo wins it all again.
Nintendo will, surely Nintendo won't fail us now.
It's kind of.
I really have no idea what to expect from Microsoft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a weird environment right now. Like,
I expect Microsoft to really pull out a lot of games, first off.
I hope so.
I think Microsoft's going to have quite a bit to show.
I hope so, too.
Phantom Dust. There is nothing that supports that other than, like, I hope so.
Yeah.
That goes for both companies.
That's what I was saying. Like, it's like, it's just kind of a wasteland right now. Like, we don't know.
For Sony, they'll show Uncharted, but that's not coming out this year.
Yeah, PlayStation, I feel like we know a lot of what's already on the horizon.
Well, Uncharted.
I fear we will see another God of War.
Yeah, Sony Santa Monica is probably going to show their hand, whatever it is. Hopefully not God of War.
But... Well, I remember a while ago there was that story that Sony Santa Monica like scrapped everything they were working on and started something new.
Huh.
And I think they let go people when they did that too.
Well, what's his face is back. The God of War 2 director that left. Like...
So 2 and 3.
No, Stig did 3.
Oh, right.
Every God of War has had a different director.
Right.
God of War 2 is the best game, and that guy's back in the company, so hopefully he's directing.
And like I said before, God of War, I will get interested in that if they don't do Greek mythology. If they make God of War, like, just...
Human God.
Like, if they just, like, make God of War, like, a... Like, based in mythology. Like, not necessarily
Yahweh,
Greek mythology.
But... your reign is over!
Yeah, like Thor just comes over and like kicks Kratos in the dick or something. Like that'd be pretty great.
Yeah,
that's the plot. Thor kicks Kratos in the ding ding.
And let's see what happens.
That's like a thing that you could make it a weird kind of spin-off thing. Like call it God of. I can only think of Thunder.
God of Thunder.
Well, like something like okay, it's not God Greek, right?
God of major conflict.
Yeah, but like get Kratos out of there. Kratos sucks.
Yeah, he's always terrible. Sucked. He's always been terrible. Yeah. Remember all those times they tried to make us feel sympathy for Kratos? No.
But then you realize, Then you realize, oh wait, he's just killing innocent people.
Yeah. He's got that weird powder disease.
Go so mad though.
Other than that, I bet EA what? Shows new EA. EA better fucking bring it. Like. After last year, they better show the new Mass Effect, and it better blow people away. I bet they show the next Dragon Age DLC. And for God's sake, if they don't show Mirror's Edge...
You're going to get, like, a trailer. That's
Metroid.
It.
Metroid.
EA will have Battlefront. That's confirmed. They will have Battlefront. No,
they have to show Mirror's Edge. Like, we've got all this shit out about it being, like, Q1 2016. Like,
yeah,
they got to show us something.
Like,
they got to show us
it'll
something,
it'll be
Q1 right?
2016.
Yeah. I think they got to show you something.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of that.
When is the Nintendo World Championship supposed to be? It's like it's later, right? Like
I think it's later. Yeah. I'm not sure when.
Bethesda has their show.
Oh yeah, Bethesda has a conference this year, and Doom is going to be there.
I can't imagine what Bethesda might show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Next Doom is going to be there. They had like a 11-second teaser of it, pretty much, and the teaser is like. You reloading a shotgun, and then you see, like, a big, like, gross-looking skeleton thing going, and then it goes,
E3. Oh, okay.
It's pretty funny.
So, this is totally just fanboyism and, like, a pipe dream, but I would love it, because the IGN interviewed Guillermo del Toro and asked him about PT.
And, wouldn't happen this year.
Well, no, I guess not. Maybe next year, or I don't know. But, basically, Metal Gear 5 would have to be out before they could.
Or
talk
like
about
on
it,
the but... Sony press conference, Kojima and Guillermo del Toro just like walk by each other and high five,
right?
And then
anything.
They just keep walking.
Yeah, anything. Like, there's gotta be a powerful publisher out there, Bethesda, EA, Activision that like sees, I don't know, the response to PT going away and Kojima getting like, you could be the hero. You have the money to do this. Be the hero.
You're supposed to save the horror genre, not destroy it.
Yeah. Like, come on. Someone step up.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, like a bold, like, what would you say, like, a bold prediction? Have? Like, so that would be yours.
No, that's not a prediction. That's not happening.
Okay. I'm going to say that Mirror's Edge 2 has a 15-minute demo.
I'm going to say Nintendo reveals another 3D Mario, maybe not four-player.
I bet they just hold what they've got until the NX comes
out. That would make sense, but I don't think so.
I don't know the time frame on the NX.
NX is not next year. Yeah, it's not going to be next holiday.
That's too far.
So go for it.
Yeah. Like, I almost kind of hope, like, I'm happy that I got the Wii U. I'm glad I got to play the games that I did.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
At the end yet.
No, but I almost kind of hope that they save, or not, maybe not save, but like the launch for the next one to be like,
we've got
a Twilight Princess. We've got a Metroid 3. Yeah. Like, you know, like, we've got that on lock. Like, come buy this thing now. It's actually good. Yeah. As opposed to the Wii U that was like, hey, here are these games that you played a year and a half ago that don't work as well as they did then.
Right. So you're saying don't keep this thing on life support by releasing software that would be better served on the next.
Like, cut your losses now, which kind of feels like they've done that. Or like
by announcing it, like saying how they're working on the next one already.
But you know that they only revealed that to soften the blow about mobile games. Mobile. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got the long weekend, my buddy Barry emailed me today. He's like, hey man, you got any, cause like him and Chuck and Ben are all coming into town. And, some of you listeners may have met them. I know you guys have all met them, at different events, but, they're coming into town this weekend. And Barry emailed me. He's like, hey, you got any cool four-player stuff on PS4 or Xbox One?
Rocket League.
We could run through when we're there. I was like, I got Mario Party and Smash Brothers and Mario Kart. Like, everything was on the Wii U. Everything that was exciting to play with all of us here on those systems, you know?
Yeah.
Except for what?
Towerfall.
Oh,
like,
yeah, well,
when it comes to like four player like local,
that on the Ouya and we'll rock it out.
You're the worst. All right, any of you getting Witcher 3? I really don't know.
Me, I already bought it.
I'm with you there. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably not. I really don't like the guy's fucking hair.
I hate Geralt's design. Face. I hate his voice.
You can get a haircut.
You're not buying the game because of hair.
Well, like, this goes back to the very first Witcher. Like, Dylan's like, this is so good, and I hear, it's so good, and I'm like, yeah, it's probably really good. I don't like the character design at all, and I never...
Javi doesn't like medieval stuff.
That doesn't help either, but I could get past that if the guy wasn't so, like, horribly ugly.
Yeah, like, I hate Geralt's design. I hate his voice. Yeah, he's...
The witchiest.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure you can play as other people in this one, at least in parts.
You can play as Siri. Yeah,
what does the haircut look like? Because maybe.
You can get multiple haircuts.
Can I get Macklemore?
And his beard grows out. You could get multiple haircuts in the second game.
Yeah, and I feel like I probably will get it, just to, like, see.
Hipster.
Yeah, just, like, see what's going on with The Witcher. But
Javi, are you Googling Witcher haircuts right now?
Yeah, he just Googled Witcher 3 hairstyles. Oh god.
Oh no.
If that's real,
those are real. Those are DLC though.
That
exclusive sneak
Okay,
peek.
So one of them
so you gotta pay for them, cool.
So one of these pictures is like a kind of like a bun in the back. One of them is just like long flowing
the
locks.
Handlebar,
and mustache. Then the last one is just a bowl cut.
A really bad bowl cut.
Like I like Siri. Like I think Siri looks cool.
Yeah, it's basically a gender swap, it looks like.
Yeah.
Is it a gender swap? They have the same scar.
No.
It's not. No, Siri's her own character.
Why do they have the same scar? And the same hair?
They fought the same person and slashes in the same
as
way.
As far as I know, if I remember right in the books, Geralt raised her.
By cutting her in the same way?
Well, this is our family sigil. She underwent the same process, like the because they take like mutagens and shit. Okay. To.
Yeah, you know, I'll get it.
There you go.
And what's great about getting it is I'm only paying $40 for it because Harmonix sent out $20 PlayStation Network credit to people who donated $35 or more to Amplitude. So that was a nice little surprise.
By the way, I just saw that picture that you were talking about.
The bowl cut? Yeah, it's pretty bad. What will Rockstar's next project after GTA 5 be?
Red Dead HD. Something.
It's going to be Red Dead HD.
If they polish it up as much as they did GTA 5.
I bet it's just Red Dead HD.
Ooh, can you imagine first person Red Dead, as a cowboy?
Red Dead looks and runs like hot garbage right now. Like, if you go back, it is
terrible.
So bad.
You could say that about almost all GTA games, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not necessarily in the looks department.
They run well for their time, and then you go back to play it, and then you realize, wow, this didn't run very well at all.
Yeah, also, but
first-person cowboys, Call of Juarez.
Call of Juarez, the last one that came out, is actually really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, it's actually really creative in how it does storytelling, because it's the narrative you play through is someone telling people about this story, and they'll be like, and there were, like, six outlaws, like, flanking us from all sides. And then, like...
You kill them all, and he's like, no, wait, 10!
And then you go through that, and then somebody else says, like, I thought you said they were coming at you, like, Indian style. He was like, yeah, they did. That was the next batch. And then it, like, pops these other guys in. It's okay.
Sure that's how all the Call of Juarez games worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I haven't played...
Are you talking about the one that kind of has, like, the arcade... Like, you get points for,
I think so. I think that's the last one that came out.
I don't remember if that...
That's the one I have, and it's, like, first person.
Yeah,
but all the Call of Juarez games had that storytelling mechanic where it was like...
Oh, okay, cool.
You'd get killed,
it's an unreliable
it's really fun.
Narrator.
Yeah, you'd like, get killed, and you'd be like, oh, no, that's not how it happened. Yeah.
Prince of Persia did it first. Well, just when you die, he's like, no, that's not right. Let me back up.
Who do you want to play Spider-Man in the standalone animated movie in 2018? Because we talked about this last week, but we assumed it would be...
In canon, but it wasn't, because I was a fool!
So, who's your guy? Josh Keaton?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know, Josh Keaton's pretty great. I haven't watched it. I got you.
My pick is Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito as Spider-Man. His name...
I'm the Trash Man!
I'm the Trash Man! I just eat all your garbage!
I think I already threw Adam Sandler's name into the ring.
What's his fucking name? Childish Gambino. Like, he was pretty good Miles Morales. Like, he was pretty entertaining. So I don't know if they said they're doing, like, Peter Parker or what.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
But, like, Josh Keaton's great, I think. You know, they've got a lot of voice pool to go through.
Just don't do the Disney Infinity guy.
Oh my god.
I think that may be the same voice actor that's Ultimate Spider-Man in the cartoon right now. Like, they've replaced Josh Keaton because I think they wanted to make it not like Spectacular Spider-Man.
They shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have, no.
No?
Also, that cartoon all around is not as good.
Yeah. All right, Justin Doss says, tell me about Rocket League, but we already did. It's amazing.
What do you
Somebody
think?
Shooting?
What is construction going on out
there? I don't know. At this point, I give up asking questions about what's going on outside. All right. What are your thoughts, Prototype, what are your thoughts of what has been released so far for Disney Infinity 3.0? Or what have been shown
so far? It looks so good. I can't even believe. Like, okay, it looks like Ninja Theory put a lot of DMC mechanics in there. Like, you can launch enemies into the air and jump up with them and hit them in the air now. And you can, like, force push them or pull them towards you.
How does a lightsaber knock things up?
It's a kid's game. It's a game for babbies.
Yeah.
But no, like, I'm looking at that, I'm like, that's not possible in current Disney Infinity. That looks so good. And, like, actually blocking is important now, which is cool. Yeah, looks great.
It's basically just going to be fucking Dark Souls, but...
But, like, light. It's going to be, like, Bright Souls.
Oh.
Yeah. I hope it has Devil May Cry's music. The time has come. And so...
I think that, also the, like, dog fights in space look really cool. I like the lighting in there. And
not in space.
The X-Wing's all, like, adorable.
And all in atmosphere.
What?
No, this is Infinity, not Battlefront.
I'm talking Disney Infinity, dude.
Oh, okay, that's right.
You fucking doofus.
Yeah, it's really weird that I confused two Star Wars things with spaceships flying around.
Don't listen to him, Prototype.
All right. So I think only Javi and I will be able to answer this. Derek Alexander asks, Big Bo, yes or no?
Yeah. Why not?
You know, he kind of leaned into the idea of being a doofus.
Yeah.
So Big Bo is from Binary Domain, which is, I think it's another Square Enix third-person shooter.
Huh.
Is it anime?
No, it's... Oh. I told Derek that it might be the next Mind Jack, and, you know, it may be, and, you know, there's no point in explaining Big Bo, really, at this point.
No, it's not, it's not.
You know, there's a clip of it, you know, I'll put it in the podcast notes. And then, alright, two left, Justin Dust, who is Dolan? Dolan is Dylan.
Please.
No, he's not.
Well, it's what we call Dylan sometimes.
Dolan the Barbarian.
Dolan is both, I think, like a dumb meme that I haven't actually ever seen, I don't think. I think he's like a duck or something.
I have no idea.
But more importantly, he's a cardinal. Cardinal Dolan on Twitter.
Oh?
Yeah. He's a great, great Twitter account. Actually, he's an actual priest. It's not an actual great Twitter account. It was just funny that there's a guy named Cardinal Dolan out there. So that name kind of translated to Dylan.
There's someone whiter than the Miz.
Why the fuck did you guys call me dope?
Yeah, the guy whiter than the Miz, that's Sheamus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then last up, how fast and how furious was Fury Road?
Furious, alright.
A lot of car wrecks. The entire movie is one giant chase scene.
Yeah.
Like,
it's one giant car wreck.
in a chase scene, yes. Like, I feel like there's like a difference in how the cars crash between Fast and Furious and this movie and Fury Road.
And that Fast and Furious probably didn't crash any cars in real life.
Oh no, they do.
Oh, they probably do.
Yeah. Maybe intentional or not, they do. And like Fast and Furious, I don't know, they're less destructive of the car, kind of stays relatively intact, whereas Fury Road shit just kind of explodes from like the inside out.
Well, and also you have the added explosion of fire everywhere.
Coming out of a guitar.
Or sand shooting everywhere. Yeah, like, yeah. And it's just a spectacle of metal and sand and flames shooting everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. Everything rips to shreds.
Fury Road better than Furious 7.
Yeah. Furious 7's kind of boring. Furious 7 has excellent set pieces. Like, all the set pieces were, like, the big action scenes, like, driving through the buildings across, yeah, like, that's cool.
That's great.
I love that shit. But everything in between, I'm like, man, I don't know.
They had a really nice send-off for Paul Walker, I thought.
I thought so, too.
Like, a surprisingly well-done...
Very sweet.
Yeah.
If you're easy to make tear up in movies, it probably will get you.
Yeah.
Get you.
Got me good. Alright, well, that's all the questions we got. So, Ryan, do us a favor. Tell people where to find us, if they don't know
I mean, you just come over. Like, I'm here. I'll be here.
Yeah. How about we just post all our addresses?
Oh. Yeah, we'll just do that.
If you want to come hang.
Just come on over.
Call 867-5309.
Yeah, just do that. So we'll see you next week.
that's all we got for you.
You can find us, you can find everything at GameOverNation.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/GameOverNation. You can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/GameZeroVerNation, or hit us up on Twitter at GameOverNation.
All right.
Those are the places.
Oh, new video this week.
Keep your eyes.
Says there'll be a new video this week. I wouldn't buy it.
And then, what a prick. And then should be a new video next week of Selling a Hobby. Yeah. Rachel and I did, which we might keep doing for other things. I don't know.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
I'd be down.
We did instead of something that like kills me editing.
Let's do like Rocket Cars or whatever.
Oh my god, Rocket Cars.
Basically, it was cool because.
Rocket League. We need to say the right name
like
so people know what to look for.
Total, like the uncut version, or was it 40?
Yeah. It's
it was really brief. Like,
it's like 30 or 40 kind of like the initial playthrough of PT, yeah, and then like another 10 after it of us trying to get the jump scare. I think the jump scare got fucked up though. No. Like the artifacting, like it got fucked up on the video.
No, on the part that mattered.
Yeah,
dude.
I think so. I haven't watched it again, but I will check. Dude. I might like improvise it and like just
find another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either okay. Do it myself or like take the one from the video.
So good.
Whatever. But yeah, we'll have like something. So a new video that like will be in the vein of what I've been doing before this week, and then more of a commentary let's play next week. And what we're going to do with that show next week, how frequent it will be, I don't know. Let's see how it goes. Like, what other week, what else we can do with it?
Just Gabin a look.
Gab.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck off, Ryan.
Come with me. All right, guys, that's been episode 173. Thank you for listening. We will catch you guys next week.
Are they building a house outside? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, bye. See you guys next week.
Build this house.